Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Sergeant Podblog is getting his teeth into his pork pie. No, no, I mean his investigation. And so far, he thinks Susie is very suspicious. He didn't think much of her grammar mistakes. But then he hasn't met Bess yet. Listen to what she has to say. The plot thickens. And how do I get out of this cave?
Right, time to sit down and have my pork pie. Here we go. Nice cup of tea. Ooh, that looks a nice one.
Hello, Sergeant Podblog. Barbara speaking again.
Hello, Barbara. What would you like?
Well, Sergeant, I don't want to disturb you.
Will you have, Barbara? I was just going to tuck into my pork pie when the phone rang.
Ooh, sorry to drag you away from your pork pie, but you've got an emergency. You have to speak to a new suspect.
Are they ready already?
Yes, she said she was very busy with a lot of things to do, so you better come.
Oh, all right. Where's she then? Is she in the next room or is she the one across the way?
She's in the one across the way.
No rest for the wicked. I suppose I'll have to leave my pork pie here. Okay, Barbara, I'm on my way. Good afternoon, madam. I understand you're in a bit of a hurry. I'm in a bit of a hurry to get to my pork pie too. I mean, I'm very, very busy. So, what's your name, please?
My name is Bess.
And can you tell me what your job is?
Well, before this, I was a scientist, but actually I'm head of sales, and that means busy.
What did she say?
Well, before this, I was a scientist, but actually, I'm head of sales.
She said actually, when she really means presently or at the moment. Very suspicious. Don't really like your tone, madam, but can you tell me what you do?
Well, I do a bit of this and a bit of that. I'm in charge of many things and I travel a lot and I'm busy.
So where have you travelled to recently?
Oh, well, been to Saudi Arabia, Russia and the USA.
Do you like travelling?
Oh, yes, I like travelling. Meeting sympathetic people. Very nice. Travel first class.
Did you hear that?
Meeting sympathetic people.
Even more suspicious. Using sympathetic instead of friendly or nice. The plot thickens. I imagine you have a good salary then.
Oh, I win a lot of money. And as many cups of tea as I can drink.
Don't believe what I heard then.
I win a lot of money.
She's using win when she really means she earns a lot of money. She's not playing the lotto. She has a job, you know. So, now, We found this in your office. Can you tell me what it is?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's a metal big knife Bedouin. It's called a dagger.
I wonder if that's an admission of guilt. Did you hear what she just said then?
It's a metal big knife Bedouin.
She's mixing up her order of adjectives of quality. Now, several variations are possible, but a fairly usual order is size, big, origin, Bedouin, material, metal, and the noun knife. So it should be a big Bedouin metal knife, or a big metal Bedouin knife. It is big. Now, what do you use it for, madam?
I use it for opening letters. Big letters.
Right. Now, this is all very strange, but I can't tell you too much at the moment. I've got to go and interview one more person. There are three suspects in this murder, so I'll leave you here, madam. I'm afraid you can't leave the station for the moment. I won't arrest you, but I'm just asking you to cooperate.
Are you saying I'm not free?
Not at the moment, madam, but it shouldn't take too long.
Make it snappy.
Will do. Right, now to get down to my pork pie, and nobody's gonna interrupt me from this.
Well, I don't know what Sergeant Podblog's got to laugh about. Is he laughing because he already knows who done it? Will he ever get to eat his pork pie? Will he be able to track down Inspector What's-His-Name's murderer? All these grammar mistakes will keep him busy for a while, and he has one more suspect to interview. So stay tuned for episode 3 of Sergeant Podblog Investigates.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.